This is the segment in which David Bowie and I take you up the paths of the Tree of Life. From Gather to Malka. Thank you, David Bowie, or in this case, from Malkuth to Kedar. Today we'll be going up the path of Kof, the path of the Moon card, and approaching, but not entering, our temple in Netzach. So first we'll be entering into our temple in Malkuth. In a new way. Well, might be new to you. It's not new to me. In your mind's eye, imagine you are standing right where you are. Allow yourself to grow larger and larger, and the earth gets smaller and smaller around you. See whatever mountains, ocean, wherever you are, all of it shrinking in size. The moon comes down, all of it moves down towards your feet. And Mars and Venus, there they go, the asteroid belt, ooh, that tickles, there goes Mercury and the Sun, all at your feet, the outer planets. And you can see the whole galaxy around you, and all of it then moves to your feet. Very good. And there's the Virgo cluster, we got it, all of it, oh, but it's infinite. Oh, no, it's not, there's the edges, and it all goes to your feet. Okay, keep getting bigger now. Keep rising up. And you start to realize you're standing on a great horizontal plane in all directions. And it's starting to become clear that there are four quadrants, and they each have a color. One is citrine, and the opposite one is black. Then is the olive, and on its opposite side is the russet. And it goes on forever in infinite directions on a horizontal plane. Oh, wait, no, there's an edge. Oh, and there's some white something. Oh, you're standing on an Earth panicle. Oh, there it is. And it's exactly the size of a regular Earth panicle. And you're standing on your altar in your temple in Malkuth. Get down from there. What are you doing? Okay, welcome. Look around. Remember what it looks like? Okay. If you don't, you haven't heard episode 35. Just keep going. Just keep going forward. It's okay. Might want to backtrack and listen to that later, but I'm going to move on. Okay, here we go. So, standing at the central altar, reaching up, drawing down the light from the crown to the third eye, drawing it down to the feet, and starting a new one on the right, drawing it to the left, bringing your hands together. Option to pause here and do an astral LBRP. Okay, welcome back. Anyway, moving to the east, you see the three portals there, all closed. Maybe it's a curtain. Maybe the whole thing's a curtain so you can see. Have you been watching Twin Peaks? Oh my God. Hey, you can see that if you part the middle one. Oh yeah, it's the universe card. We went down there in episode 45, didn't we? Okay, let's close that. And there on the left is the Shin, the judgment card. We'll open that. Oh yeah, the judgment card. We went through that in episode 62. Let's close that. Okay. Now we'll go to the right side of the eastern wall. And we're going to part that curtain. And we're going to observe there before us the imagery of the classical book T moon card. You see there on the other side of the curtain, the deep crimson sky, the waxing crescent moon of yellow-green, the color of Virgo. And you also see the shadowy side, the dim light reflected off the earth, back off of the dark side. Back off of the shadowy part of the moon, and around that whole sphere of the moon are the 32 rays where all the paths and all the sphere of the Tree of Life come together, now collective unconscious, now individual and collective, in our unconscious, the crawdad crawling out of the water and on to the yellow brick path. Green rolling hills all around, and in the distance, the rising light, and two pillars on either side. And there are two jackals the one on the left leans down to warn and threaten the crawdad. The one on the right is looking forward down the path, the same way we are facing toward the moon. You approach the image, and using the divine name, the higher of the two Sephiroth connected to this path, reaching up, drawing down, projecting forward.
Yod Hevel Hezabaot.
You're the Archangel Hanael. Drawing the letter Kolf there in the light. Projecting out the Kolf.
Kolf.
The image comes alive in full five-dimensional glory. The colors vivid, you approach the portal between your Templar Malkut and the moon card. You reach up with both hands, draw down to eye level, project forward, step with the left foot, step through, turn around, and close the door or veil behind you. Once again, you're in your Templar Malkut. You reach up above your head, draw down, project forward, step through, turn around, and close the veil behind you. One last time, you're in your temple in Malkut, facing the moon card. You reach up, draw down, project forward, step through, turn around, and close the veil behind you. It's okay. You can breathe. You open your eyes. Your eyes adjust. You can see. You are inside the ocean. But you are safe. You look down below. It's dark. You don't know how deep it is. It's okay. You move down. Your feet touch the ground. You call upon the Divine Mother by whichever of her many resonates. And a great statue palace illuminates, illuminating the bottom of the sea. And you are safe here. And you can see clearly. You approach the undersea temple. You touch it with your hand, and you see that it is the hand of a baby. Your reflection, and you see that you are the infant Harpakrat, wearing the crown of double Egypt and a diaper. And a big friendly crab comes crawling up. You climb onto its back. What's it like riding on the back of that crab? You feel the blessing in the beautiful palace behind you. Knowing that you are safe on this journey toward the shore, you contemplate what this sea must mean as a microcosmic symbol. As your head reaches the surface of the water, now you're breathing air. You look up and you see the sky is crimson today. Look in front of you, and you see the shore. Oh, and there comes from the left the jackal, and he comes up, and he demands of you, "What dost thou seek?" And you say, "Oh, I think I know this one." And you say, "I seek to learn that I may serve." The jackal says, "Rrr," goes off. And there's another jackal up ahead, who has a lighter vibration. You realize that there's a yellow brick road, with great rolling green hills on either side. In the distance down along the pathway, you can see that there are two pillars, a black pillar on the left, a white pillar on the right. You see where the jackal is looking at that great beautiful moon with the 32 rays and that yellow-green waxing crescent and the great dark shadow. The jackal begins walking down the path away from you. You step off the back of the crab, turn and thank it, You look at your hands and realize you are back to your normal self. Turn back around to face east toward the moon and begin to follow the jackal down the path. And over that next hill, the path leads down beside some still, stagnant waters, and the jackal is gazing into these waters. Kneel down and look into the waters as well. At first you see your own reflection. It looks normal, a bit distorted by the light ripples in the water. And then you notice beneath the surface stones, tadpoles, and the further down into the water you look, the murkier it gets. And the jackal says, "This is the past. Water, stagnant, silent, and still. Reflecting all, concealing all. He who rises from the great waters is his name. Hail unto ye, dweller of the land of night, for the rending of darkness is near." The jackal turns away from you and continues down the yellow path. You shrug, think, "That was weird," and continue to follow him. Somehow you found your way back near the ocean, and there is a cliffside. You can't quite see what's going on down below, but there are strong winds. The storm clouds are gathering quickly, and the jackal says, "This is the future, turning and troubled, the banisher of peace in the vast abode of the waters. None is so strong that can withstand the great waters. The vastness of their terror, the magnitude of their fear, the roar of their thundering voice. The storm veiled in terror is his name. Hail unto the mighty powers of nature and the chiefs of the whirling storm." And the jackal turns and continues down the yellow path away from the cliffside. You shrug, think, "That was weird," and continue to follow him. And the weather has cleared up. The sky is crimson once again. You see that familiar by now but strange moon up in the sky, and that light, that greenish light coming up over the horizon between those two hills where the yellow path seems to lead. And you finally approach those two pillars, and you stand directly in between them, and you realize the path has become a river beneath your feet, but you are hovering just above the surface of that river. You can feel the waves, you can feel the mist arising from it, and you hear it, and you turn and you face the direction the river is flowing, the direction that you have come from, and you stand there between the pillars and allow the moon and all of its 32 rays to shine behind you and through you, illuminating you. And the jackal said, "The traveler of the gates of Anubis is thy name. Thou art water, pure and limpid, ever flowing on toward the sea. You are the ever-passing present that stands in the place of the past. You are the fertilized land. Hail unto ye, the dweller of the wings of the morn." And when you realize the things that are beneath the surface of the water for what they are, when you realize the storm for what it is, and you stand between these two extremes in polarity. While there is much yet to explore in this great landscape and under the surface of that great ocean, for now, we will turn once again and allow the river to become a yellow path. We will continue down the path, leaving those pillars behind us now. The jackal is not around, but we know the way. We continue toward the horizon until we find in the middle of the path that green door. We approach the door And we know from episode 62 that it will be locked. And we decide that as long as we know it's not time to step through, it'll be unlocked. So we approach the door. And somehow we know the secret knock. And the door swings open. And while we can't yet see our temple in Netzach, we can feel that green light shining in from the queen scale of Netzach. The light from Keter coming down through wisdom, through Chokmah, becoming the great waters of Chesed, the waters of mercy, and channeling down through the victory, the desire. We feel that light of Keter that has become green. And we turn and we allow the light to shine from this door out and illuminate the landscape. And all the birds come around, flying around, as if the sun had just risen.